Amen. And Father God, we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord this day. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and our families' lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families this day. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare divine connections take place this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now, this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and even our families' lives this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works take place this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place this day. We decree and declare prosperity be sent now, this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now, this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our comings and even in our goings this day. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over the lives of your people this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow this day. We decree and declare money making money creative ideas happening this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind this day. We decree and declare God loads me and us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth now this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people this day. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection even over your people and their families, Father God, this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing that we have not yet room to receive this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower this day. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
In the name of the Lord, Amen, amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to once again meet together in agreement in prayer. Thank you for testimonies, Lord. Thank you for your favor and direction. Thank you for continued testimonies, Lord, even in advance. Thank you for your protection and your grace and mercy, specifically of those in the Caribbean and Florida, in East Coast areas, Father God. We speak your protection and grace and mercy upon them, Lord God, as much as possible, and even that the storm will dissipate and turn the other way, Lord God. We declare and decree your favor and protection and your grace and your mercy, Father God, and we give you thanks and praise that you are a good God, and we speak your protection and mercy upon those areas already affected, Lord God. Let any assistance be provided swiftly and quickly, Father, and let your protection be upon each one in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you for your continued clarity. Continue to touch our hearts, Lord God. Continue to allow ourselves to be molded by your Holy Spirit, and as you form and shape us into your will. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you this day and this honor to fellowship with the people of God today. I'm speaking. Can you not hear me? Can you not hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. Father God, I bless your name, and we thank you for favor and relationships in this hour, Father God. We thank you for right business relationships. We thank you, Father God, for Prophet William Richards, Father God, in this hour, that you cover him, that you've covered him and his family in this hour. And you're covering, Father God, even Caribbean islands and Houston and even Somalia, the places, Father God, Sierra Leone, all those other places in the world, Father God. Thank you for covering the homes and the families here, Father God, even in America and all over, Father God. Thank you for the prophets, Father God, and we touch and agree with them speaking life and liberty and protection as well, Father God, all over. We thank you for the word that heals and delivers in this hour, Father God. Thank you for filling the hearts of the lonely and the heavy-hearted, Father God, with love, abundant love, Father God. Thank you for the covering of our prophetic leaders in the ministry, Father God, Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for the word that comes out of their mouth, Father God, that gives us life, Father God. We thank you, and we touch and agree with even the people on the line, Father God, who are reaching and calling out for their families and standing in proxy of healing, deliverance, and connection, those even in the prison system, Father God, connecting with them and touching them, Father God. We decree and declare in this day, Father God, even the storms of our life will build us and not tear us down, but we stand as strong as a palm tree to not break, Father God, but just to go stronger. In Jesus' name, we always give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will be rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise, oh God, and thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air or land or sea, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping our minds on and always keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for bringing us home safe and sound each and every day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for just giving us innovative ideas. We thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. And we thank you, God, for protecting a prophet, William Richards, God. And God, we in his family and friends and all his loved ones that surrounds him, God. And we thank you, God, for even letting the storm bypass Texas and bypass Florida, God. And we thank you, God, and for letting no one be harmed through the storm, God, and shield them and protect them, oh God. And oh God, we want to thank you, God, for strength, giving us strength, God, and giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and making us whole, complete, and divine, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for leading us in your righteousness, oh God. And we also want to thank you, God, for protecting the schools and blessing the schools, God, and all the institutions of learning, God. Shield and protect our children as they go to and from school as well. And also the Caribbean, God, protect them as well from the storm, God. Thank you, God, for letting no harm be done to anyone, God. And thank you, God, for your covenant as the storm go past and protecting them, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for putting the enemy under our feet, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for preparing a table in the presence, for us in the presence of our enemies, God. We thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. Thank you so much. In your wonderful master's name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line, even on this morning, Father God. Thank you for a new day even now. Father, we thank you for peace, divine peace in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, those that have been displaced, Father God, allow shelter to be had for them, Father God. Father God, allow those that have been displaced, allow them to be placed even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your covering even now, Father God. Thank you for protecting your people even now, Father God. Thank you for divine strength even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for your favor even now, Father God. Father God, touch our children and our elders even now. Touch their minds and their spirit even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign, Father God. We thank you for the joy that you bring in our hearts and in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to dream and be able to move even in innovation, innovative ideas, Father God. We thank you for a fresh wind even now, of harmony even now, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships to come our way, Father God. Father God, allow harmony and peace to be ours on this day, Father God. We thank you for divine strength. I love you, Lord, and we thank you for allowing us to be overcomers. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this prayer line. We thank you, Father God, for your word declares, forsake not the assembling of yourselves, Father God. We thank you even now for your word also declares, Father God, that men shall pray continually, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, just to come before you, Father God, at the start of this day, Father God, and just begin to give your name all the glory and honor and praise, Father God. I want to thank you even now for touching all of our leaders, Father God, and touching their vision, Father God, that you've placed inside of them, Father God. I want to ask that you continue to have your will and have your way, Father God, as you continue to touch, Father God, each and every one of your pastors, each and every one of your ministers, your archbishops, your bishops, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching each and every deacon and deaconess, Father God. Touch each and every member, Father God, that's even in the body of Christ, Father God. Continue to touch, Father God, your fivefold ministry, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up, Father God, even every prophet and prophetess, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for even those that, Father God, know and understand you, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for even those that are coming to know and understand you, and those that have not known yet, Father God, but will come to know you, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching our elders, Father God. Continue to strengthen our grandparents, Father God, our mothers and our fathers, Father God. Just give them restoration, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, because your word declares, Father God, that by your stripes we are made healed, Father God. We want to thank you now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in those that are sick and shut in, Father God, even those that are dealing with the flood, Father God. I want to thank you now for just covering those, Father God, covering those individuals, Father God, even inside of the Caribbean islands, Father God. I want to thank you for covering our prophet William Richard, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for even covering him and his family, Father God. Continue to touch your people, Father God, even when they come and as they go, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing even a new thing, Father God, even in relationships and marriages, Father God. Continue to just touch the homes of your people, Father God. Thank you for divine relationships and right relationships, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the hearts and minds of the young people, Father God. Continue to touch them, Father God, even as they've entered into the school year, Father God. Continue to touch them and even the company that they keep, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for making even the crooked path straight even now, Father God. We'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, glory, and honor, Father, that it so rightfully due. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, thank you for...
Oh. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We bless you, mighty God, for who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us, Lord. Today is the day that you have ordained, my God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of intercession that is upon us, Lord. We thank you, Father, the Holy Spirit, as it teaches us how to pray, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will remain secure, rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, Father, we thank you. As we say to the Lord, he is our refuge, our fortress, my God, in whom we trust. Father, we thank you even for your mighty protection upon those people, my God, upon the world, Lord. Father, we send all the arrows of peace all over the world, my God. Let your peace reign in your world, Father. Let your peace reign, my God. Father, we just want to come before you as I stand, my God, and we ask for forgiveness, Lord. I stand in a gap, my God. Everything that we have done, my God, that is not right before you, my Lord. We ask you to forgive us, my Lord. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for every wrong that we have done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for those who are sick, my Lord, that they are healed right now. We thank you for the healing power upon your children, my God. We thank you, Lord, as you are sending peace around the world right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord, and we just want to say, Father, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Yolanda.
Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for this midnight call. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for Prophet William Richard. Thank you for blessing him and covering him and his family. Thank you, Lord, for the hurricanes. Thank you for us protecting those people from the hurricane. And thank you for pulling the blood of Jesus over them. Thank you, Lord, for giving them strength and grace and to be able to get through the hurricane. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the family. I thank you for those who prayer request. Thank you for my father who is in the home. Thank you for pouring his protection over him. Thank you for my mother for giving her the peace that she needs. Thank you for doing your will in my family. Thank you. Thank you and for my brother also. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for families. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing your people on their knees so they can come to you and ask for mercy. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for healing my bones. Thank you, Lord, for Prophet Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for those who need healing. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Pastor Jordan and for the prophetic. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our president in the United States. Thank you for giving him the wisdom that he needs. Thank you for giving wisdom guidance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, and you, for you alone, what did you prepare? I give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that you have given us divine protection, safe passage as we walk on snakes and scorpions, and protection from every assault of the enemy. We thank you that no one can put a hand upon us, and great triumph is under your authority and in your hands. And we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that is risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for divine covering, divine protection, divine rescue. We thank you, Lord, that the angel of the Lord encamps round about us because we fear you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for protecting Prophet William Richards. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting those in the Caribbean and even in Nigeria and even in Southeast Asia and every area where there's flooding and turbulence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine hand of protection. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy endures forever. For you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, that you will forgive our sins, and that you will heal our land. We thank you for healing our land. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing our land. We thank you, Lord God, for sanctifying and setting apart your people unto yourself. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your holy nation, and we are your royal priesthood, and we are your witnesses. And we thank you, Lord God, that the glory shall be revealed, and all glory and honor belongs to you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance for the captives. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God, for and debt cancellation and restoration of all that has been destroyed by this calamity. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you, Lord God, for rebuilding. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day, Father, that you have made. And therefore, Father, we choose to lift our voice up like a trumpet and to begin to declare your name, Father, in the midst of every situation, in the midst of every situation. Father, we declare your name, Father. And Father, we come against everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, even as we move and navigate through this day, the day that you have made. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for wisdom and strength, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you will allow us and cause us to be wise as serpents and yet harmless as doves, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that you're touching every household and every family. You're touching every individual that's even on this call on this morning, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for great and mighty are you, O God, for there is none like you, Father. And Father, we just want to give your name the thanks and give your name the praise for what you you have started, Father. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that you are perfecting everything that concerns us, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you will not you that all the good and all the blessings come from you, Lord. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you will not withhold any good things from us, Father. Father, we want to just lift your name up. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the things and for the blessings that you have already given unto us, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that you're blessing us, Lord, and you're bringing about changes even in our relationship. You're bringing about changes even in our financial status. You're bringing changes even in our churches, Lord. Right changes, good changes, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that even now in this season that we're in, that you and you alone is righting the wrong concerning your people, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that even as we move about, Father, not just only on this day and even on this week, Father, Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you're touching your people everywhere. And Father, we want to come against everything that's not like you. And Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have already made us the head and not the tail. Therefore, Father, we speak life to that which is dead. We speak life to things that are not that need to be resurrected. Father, we want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are our all in all. You are our good shepherd, and you are going to be the one that shall lead us and shall guide us. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you and you alone is our Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that is more than enough. You are a God that supplies every one of our needs, Father. And Father, we want to pray for our sisters and our brothers, Lord, that are in the storm, that are in the hurricane, that have went through the flood. Father, we want to lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, you know and you see, and you see and you know, Father. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, that you are still in control, Father, and you're working miracles even in the situation that we are finding ourselves and our nation in. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're guiding and that you're leading, Father. And we just thank you most of all, Father, that you do not make a mistake, Father. You're too wise to make a mistake, Father. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your leading and for your guidance. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection. And we thank you, Lord, for safety, Lord. We just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, even as we lift your name up, Father, Father, we want to cause and plead and speak peace to the winds. We want to speak peace even to the waters. And we say, waters, waters, hear ye the word of the Lord. We say, wind, wind. We want you to know that you must be and hear the word of the Lord. You must bow your knee at the word and at the name of Jesus. We speak peace. Peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace. Peace. Peace to every situation. Peace to the wind. Peace to the storm. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to rise your people up, Father, and your people will speak and declare your words, Father. We thank you, Lord, for miracles that is already happening even now, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for the miracles even now in advance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for ordering our footsteps. We thank you for leading and guiding us. We thank you, Lord, that our children are the blessed of the Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're touching households. You're touching relationships. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have touched those that are sick and those that are shut in. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that those that are even incarcerated, Lord, that you're touching. And Lord, you're speaking to their hearts and to their souls and their minds, Father, and they will have a want and a desire to serve you, Lord, with all their hearts, soul, and strength, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord. Father, we choose to fall upon the rock, Father. We choose to fall upon you, Lord. We choose to cry out and cry loud unto you, Father, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, we know that you're perfecting everything that concerns us, Father. And, Father, we say thank you. In advance. Yeah, God, we say thank you. in the name of Jesus. But even those that we don't understand, Father, we say thank you in advance anyway, Lord, because, Father, we know that you are our Father and you never, ever made a mistake, and you're going to be the one that shall continually guide and lead us. We just thank you, Father, and we give your name the praise even on this morning, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, even as those that were getting ready for school, our children, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're touching them, and the angel of the Lord has already went before them. We want to thank you, Father, for those that are going to work on this morning, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you'll lead them, you'll guide them, you'll bring instruction unto them, Father, that the wisdom of God shall rest upon them in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you, Father, for wisdom. We want to thank you, Father, for witty inventions that you're causing your people to begin to come about and to dream and to invent for your glory and for your name's sake, Father. Father, we give your name the praise for everything that you're doing. We give your name the praise for what you have already started on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Prophetess Darlene, we're going to turn it over to you. But we want to continue to keep those that are in that direction of that storm in prayer, because we know that God is in control.
And God's will be done
in the name of Jesus. And whatever God is doing, we say yes. We bow our knee and we say yes to the Lord. We say yes to the Holy Ghost, because we know that God never makes a mistake, that God is in control. And we ask God in his perfect name and his matchless name that his will be done and that protection and safety will come about, and God's name will be glorified even in this season that America has found herself in, that God's name will be glorified. Amen. So I'm going to release you. Thank you, family, for coming on the call on this morning.
Yes.
Prophetess Barbara, we love you to life. It's always a blessing to hear from you. Know that you're always, always, always in our prayers. And I just thank you, family,
thank you.
The prophets that are their faithfulness for coming in on the call. I love each and every one of you to life. Peace and blessings.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Pastor.
Good night.
Amen. And we just are grateful for whenever she's able to join us. Amen. And so at this time, we just want to open the call up for any announcements. Prophet Joshua.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess Darlene, thank you so much. Yes, just want to invite the people of God to come and join us a little later on today for our Theocracy Thursday on Pop Life Radio from noon to 1. It's going to be with myself, my wife, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, as well as Prophetess Deanna Kelly. So come and join us as we have a phenomenal topic that we will be sharing out of the book Unchristian, What a New Generation Really Thinks. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And, of course, we want to join Master Prophet Archbishop at 9 a.m., and he's teaching out of the new book. And Prophet Joshua, you have the name of that new book?
Yes, it's Prophetic Communication.
Amen. Prophetic Communications. How awesome is that? And if you're able to join Archbishop, do so. And are there any other announcements? Amen. And join us tomorrow morning at 12 a.m. for the Midnight Cry. And I just want to encourage those of you who's been hanging out in the background, you prophets that's been hanging out in the background, I am calling you forth in the name of Jesus. Be a yes, amen, and join us on our lineup in the morning. Thank you, and God bless, and good night.